All right, good morning. We're in Tav Kuf Tet Vav. And Tav Kuf Tet Vav, Vav. Right, Se'ifav. So, just to recap one case from yesterday. So what happens if you're home, you invite a guest, and he brings you a gift from outside the tchum. The gift is outside, comes from outside the tchum. You know he came from outside. He drove in, Jewish, non-Jewish. Can you... And he brought it specifically for you. It's a gift for you. Can you get any benefit from it? So when we learned, you have to wait till after Shabbos Yom Tov b'chdei she'yaseh, however long the drive is. Any way to benefit from it? Not really. However, someone had a clever idea. He has a cousin who does this, and he brings the same bottle every time. So what he did is he has another of his own bottle that he bought before the guest, his cousin, comes, and he prepares it so that he does a little quick switcheroo. So the guest has no idea, and he thinks from his bottle. All right. Now, Vav. Be'ir sheruba einam Yehudim. Now, if you have a city with it's mostly non-Jews, so therefore, minasam. Whenever a non-Jew, kol ha-mevi, letzorech, harov mevi, he's bringing it for the majority. So, just to hone in a little bit, if it's a, depends, right, who the majority of the takers are. Normally it goes by, you count the people who live there, and that's the majority. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, it really depends on who the takers or the buyers are. You can have, or a city is mostly non-Jewish, but a certain product is mostly bought by Jews. So that has a din of mostly Jewish. Haga. Now, mechza, the city is half-half. So then, we're going to see, it's aser. O she'adua sheliket letzorach shneim aser. Or even if the majority is non-Jewish, and the customers are mostly non-Jewish, but the one who brings it in, for business, specifically, also has in mind that it's for both of them, for the Jews as well, not just Amdas, but he also wants to include himself specifically also to Jews, even if it's the minority. Both cases are aser, and you just have to wait till b'chdei she'yaseh to get benefit from it. All right, Zayin. Im hu safek im ba'u michutz atchum. Now it's a safek, and you don't know if he brought it michutz atchum. You don't know how far he came from. Im hu eino Yehudi hashare imo be'ir upero tamitzuyim ba'ir mutter v'im lav aser. So if you know that the non-Jew who brought it in lives within the tchum, and most of the fruit that are there are from within the tchum, then you can go lakula. Even if you don't know for sure, you can go after the majority. But if you really don't know and it's just pattern, he lives outside the tchum, or you know he's often outside the tchum, perhaps. Anyways, I take that back. Let's just say if you know he comes from outside the tchum, and if you're not sure where the fruit are, then you have to go lachumra, and you have to just wait. Especially since it's a davar sheishlo matirin. So even by a suffix or a banan, we're less likely to be mekel. Okay. Chet. Davar she'ein b'mino b'mechubar. You have an item that he brings you, shehuva le'Yisrael, specifically for a Jew, b'yom tov rishon shel Rosh Hashanah. He brings it to you from Rosh Hashanah, and it's an item that you don't really have this item that the way it is coming off of a tree. Like we mentioned, like dried fruit, because can't be plucked that same day. It takes a while for it to dry. So then, even though it was brought michutz latchum, so we learned if anything that's brought michutz latchum, you have to wait on that day itself. You can't have it. You have to wait b'chdei she'yaseh. So here's something interesting. Normally we say for Rosh Hashanah, both days as one day, Yom Ha'arichta. It's a chumra derabana. Right, we learned that a few times. But still, midarabana, we treat it like one day. But here, Shulchan Aruch writes, mutar basheni. You're allowed to eat it immediately after b'chdei she'yaseh, You're allowed to have it during the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though it was brought outside the tchum on the first day. You're allowed to have it on the second day, because second day is really the next day. And we usually do say Yom Arichta L'chumra, but here we don't, because of tchumim, it's only Durabanan, and Chazal were not so machmer by tchumim. V'hu adin l'shabbos v'yom tov asmuchim zel hazeh. So too, if it's back to back, Shabbos to Yom Tov, you don't have to worry. And there's no issues. Really, the issue was of from one day to the next are issues of Hachana. The case that we're talking about is Tchumin. So there's no issue of Hachana with Tchumin. It was already brought in, and therefore, it's just an issue of carrying it and moving it. It's not, okay. So therefore, there's no Gzera within that case. Alright. So that's for Tet. Now we're starting. Now Tet. Yisrael Sheshiger Doro Lachaveru Al Yedei Ein Yehudi. Now, a Jew wants to send some food, a gift, to his friend on Yom Tov. So he uses a non-Jew messenger and delivery service on Erev Yom Tov. He prepares everything on Erev Yom Tov to be delivered Erev Yom Tov. Whatever, the week before. It's supposed to be, before Yom Tov, he service and was supposed to be delivered on time before the holiday started. So Yisrael Sheshigar Doro Lachavero De Eina Yehudi Through an Anju Me'erev Yom Tov, everything was done before Yom Tov. V'nit Akev Ha'Einu Yehudi. And that was the whole Kavana. This halacha is when it's sent from a Jew to Jew through a messenger, and everything was supposed to be done before Yom Tov, and it was a mistake. The non-Jew got stuck, and he didn't want to, he wasn't able to do it on time. So the only thing that was done wrong over here is it was brought mechutz latchum on Yom Tov. So in this case, mutar afil lemishehuva bishvilo leochlam. In this case, because it was sent by a Jew through a non-Jew, and even and it was done so it's true, it was done for a specific person. That specific person can even eat it and use it that day. There's no issues of achana, and there's no gzera over here in this case, because everything was done glatt kosher the way it was supposed to be, and it was the messenger's fault. And right. So, and Mishnah Berurah just points out, though, if it's an item that you're worried, most folks can point out that if it's an item that could be easily switched, well, okay, Matzias, figure out in your specific case, if it's an item that the non-Jew could switch with something else that could be done an Isser with, like fresh fruit plucked from that day, it's not really common nowadays, so then there could be an issue. Okay. Let's keep reading. Keep to the point. Aval, now, so again, it was delivered on Yom Tov and it was supposed to be delivered Erev Yom Tov. It's only an issue of Chutz Atchum, you're allowed to have it. Now, since it was brought Mechutz Atchum, we had this before, Aval Asur L'Chol Yisrael Tatlam Chutz Arba Amos. But nobody can carry it more than Dalet Amos. That's if you're out in the field and there's no walls around you. Oh, Mechutz L'Ira Mekef Eschoma, or you can't take it basically outside the walled city or outside the Erev. Or chutz lamitzar she'adua she'hukav chol maladira. This means you can't take it outside. In other words, you just have to worry about the issue of the issue of tchumin is you just can't move it more than the dalet amos of where you are or your entire city's Erev. Okay. Basically, it's mutter in this case. Haga. We're going to read the Haggah, but the Mishnah Berurah just points out, and without getting into too much detail, the following Ramah is not really Lamaisa LaHalacha. But let's read it anyway. The Haggah. V'dav kashaya daitom etmol, and this is only if he had das from before Yom Tov, because the late Bay Isser Muksa, so that there's no Isser of Muksa. There's a few issues, but one of the real stum is, of course he had das. He wanted it to be sent for this person to eat on Yom Tov, and he wanted it to be used, and it was never really set aside not to be used. But for a couple of various reasons, let's just keep reading. But if no one had in mind to the sender, perhaps the Makabel, that's a whole other discussion. But if no one had in mind to be using this item, okay, there's no Isra of Tchumin in this case, we established. As Asamu Shul Muksa could be a case of Muksa issues. The Kol Shel Yisrael Tzarich HaChanami Ba'od Yom. Because any item that's owned by a Jew must be, can't be Muksa set aside not to use. It has to be a usable item. And if it's a Muksa, you can't touch it, so then it's, you can't eat it. And so it would be Asa. Alright. Let's move on to the next topic. Taf Kuf Tet Zayin. This is, alright, sending gifts on Yom Tov. Okay. Aleph. Mutar lishloach l'chaveru b'yom tov b'heim l'chayev ha'of ha'filo chayim. You're allowed to send to your friend gifts, right? If you go to someone's house and you eat, you're invited, you're allowed to bring a box of chocolates to him and give it to him as a gift. You're allowed to give him a bottle of wine. And he's allowed to take it from you and own it and drink it. There's no mekach or memkar, there's no Isser Darabon in here whatsoever.
He doesn't use it.
He can use it, not use it, whatever he wants. As we had the case before, you can accept a bottle from Michutz Atchum and accept it, and it's not muksa, and pick it up and take it, just you can't drink it until Bichdei Shiyasu if it's Michutz Atchum. But, okay. So here you see, this is just a Mishnah in Beitza, where it says, you're allowed to give gifts on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, it's the case in Beitza as Yom Tov, but it's the same thing. Even live animals that, now it has to be something that's not muksa, it has to be an animal that you could, perhaps it has to be an animal that you can shecht, and eat it. But you don't have to eat it. You can save it and eat it next week.
You couldn't give a live animal on Shabbos, though. You said
you'd
say halacha.
Why not? Why not?
Shabbos can't shech. And a live animal is muksa on Shabbos.
So that's a discussion.
Gifts, right?
So that's a discussion. Well,
food for sure.
If there's an issue of muksa, there's an issue of muksa. But as far as gifts, so far, we don't see a problem even on Shabbos. So we'll discuss that in a minute. We see from the Mishnah on Beitza and the Shulchan Aruch, or the Gemara, it's 100%, there's no issues of Kinyan, it's 100% Glak Kosher. By Yom Tov, and many poskim, including our Mishnah Berurah, says there's no difference from Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's many, many poskim point that out. So all these things for the purpose of gifts, even if you're not going to eat it that day, you're allowed to give it over. Okay, so the wine, whatever, baskets and nuts. Okay. Avalot tevua. But it can't be raw, a raw grain that you can't eat it the way it is, because you're going to have to do tchina first, you're going to have to grind it and cook it and whatever. Well, cooking's not a problem, but for Yom Tov, but the tchina, grinding, is a problem on Yom Tov. And so then it looks like you're going to be using it for the next day. To be a machloka in the Mishnah about tefuah, but that is definitely the halacha. Lefi shemechuseret tchina shehi malacha asura b'Yom Tov. So that's why that's a problem if it's... It has to be where... It has to be where it's ready to be used. Okay. Or you can do something on it. So it could be an animal, correct. It could be an animal and it could be a problem because of Shechita. That sounds correct. But okay. To be discussed. Okay. Now, Beis, I'm gonna just recap after we finish all this. Okay. So let's read Beis and Gimel. Kol davar shemutar lishloach b'yom tov. Anything that we just established, you're allowed to give gifts to somebody on Yom Tov, whether you're eating there or not, doesn't matter. Lo yishlechem, so you're allowed to, we said, but lo yishlechemu b'shura, don't send it with having three people in a row. D'hayinu shlosha b'nei adam ayoter, three or more. Ze achar ze nosim kulam min echad. Where you have, I don't know, I haven't really seen this myself, but I guess in those days they would offer by having the three people, if it's for a store, for merchandise, they would have three or more people walk one behind the other, carrying big baskets or boxes or something of these items. Because that's how it was done for business. So it looks like you're bringing it to the shuk to sell, and so that's why that's a problem. Just observe the rabbanim. Not an issue of Mecca Chumemkar. Aval, in ko echa nosei min acher, but if every one of the three people are carrying different items, or are not in a row, mutter, not a problem. Okay, Gimel?
Delivery service nowadays.
Right, we deliver differently nowadays. Gimel, Mishalchim Kelim, I don't know, Mishalchim Kelim Afal Pisha Enam Tfurim. You're allowed to send clothing, even if it hasn't been finished with all of the tefirah, the sewing together. It's still not a proper beged, because you can lean on it. You can make a purpose out of it. Okay. Shehem ru'uyim l'sha'en aleihem. You can lean on them. V'afil yesh behem kilayim. Even if there's kilayim, if it's something that it's hard and you can lean on it without getting any kind of imhem kashim, if it's hard. Because then you're not getting any benefit from the warmth of the kilayim, so then that's okay. U'mishalchim tefilin. You could even give a gift. You can give a person, I don't know, 3,000 for a pair of tefillin on Yom Tov. Kevan a Yom Tov when we don't wear tefillin. Kevan shireuim lahanicham bechol, because it's ready. You don't have to do anything to it. You don't have to cut it. You don't have to sew it. You don't have. They're ready to go as is. Even though you're not going to wear it today, but it's a finished product. And okay. It's a Gemara, I believe, where it says, and I don't think it's a Mishnah, whatever. It's but shoes that are not sewn, you can't send because they have no purpose. No one uses shoes to lean on or do anything with an unfinished product of shoes, so that's a problem. It has to be something that's a finished product, even if you're not going to use it today. That's what you see from the. All this is really what you see from the Gemara. Very simple. And Hagav v'kol kayotze v'zeh. Now, all these things are okay. Afilu derech rishus harabim mutar l'sholchan. Even if there's no eruv, you can send it rishus harabim on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you would have to have an eruv. On Yom Tov, you don't need, because there's some kind of thing we're about to get to soon about carrying on Yom Tov. All right. Mishnah Berurah points out. Really, the Mishnah says kol shina otin b'yom tov mutar. Anything that you can derive any benefit from it, you're allowed to give presents on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says any kind of benefit where you make the person happy, it's all part of. It's all called litzarech. It's all called simchas Yom Tov. And in Chela Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah clearly writes there's absolutely no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just to point out, as far as giving gifts on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so there is a Mordechai who writes that it's only mutter letzorech mitzvah. And eating on Yom Tov and wearing clothing on Yom Tov is part of tzorech mitzvah. Again, many ask on him, because it sounds like from the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's more than just tzorech mitzvah. It's any tzorech. The Ran and the Beit Meir says no. Anything that's makes a person happy, and there's some kind of a tzorach for it, is mutter. Many poskim, and to make him happy, that's already called tzorach, and that's mutter.
This goes for Shabbos.
Shabbos and Yom Tov. So certainly, most poskim do say if it's letzorach, it's mutter, and Mitzorach mitzvah is mutter. There is some discussion among the Achronim, though. What's called litzorach? How far do you take it? Like we said, some poskim say everything is basically mutter, but a lot of Achronim say it's better to avoid something that's not going to be used on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Magen Avraham is a tzarach ilan by a wedding. Can you give kalim on a wedding? to someone who they're not going to be using those kelim on Shabbos. On that Shabbos. If they're celebrating, I don't know, a wedding or Sheva Brachos on Shabbos itself, so there's a minhag to give kelim, to give dishes or to give presents to a chasan v'kala. So he says, tzarech iyun, if it's mutter or not. But he's not, because it's, he's not using it that day, and so it's a question if that's called letzorach or letzorach mitzvah, whatever it is. So I'll just basically leave it as a. It's not 100%. But many people say also for a bar mitzvah, you should try and give the gift to be machne through somebody else erev Shabbos to avoid the whole issue. But mikardin, some say it's okay because it's making them happy, and also it's. There is a inyan of a mitzvah that's going on, and it encourages him. Anyway, that's a discussion in general as far as giving gifts on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I think we'll leave it a little bit ambiguous. But Tav Kuf Yod Zayin, the next siman. Be'ezer Ofen Mutar Likach B'Yom Tov Minachan V'Ni Minei Ma'achal. All right. Okay, so now if you want to get food from a non-Jewish store on Yom Tov and Shabbos, you're going to see it's basically we're here during Hilchos Yom Tov. It's similar. Let's go to the store and you say Yom Tov, come over Shabbos. It's the same thing. Meanwhile, Yehudi, if he's not a non-Jew, if the owner is a non-Jew, asur likach menu davar sheminu b'mechubar or b'minu shemachusar tzeda. So if you're going to a store, you have to worry about, again, I don't know about nowadays, but in those days you have to worry, maybe he plucked it from the tree that same day. Or he caught it the same day. But if it's from a Jewish store, you know he didn't do it the same day. Where you can tell by looking at them, they're already starting to shrivel up or dry up, and it's not okay. Then it's not a problem of okay. V'chein, lo yikach imenu beitzim shema nodu hayom. And you can't take eggs from him that same day because maybe they were laid that day. That you're not worried about mechuba or nolad. In other words, you're not worried about a malacha being done. So then, mutar likach imenu afilu hayom mechusat chum. You can buy from him even if it was brought. Even if it was brought mechutz letchum, the verse says the only reason why it's mutter mechutz letchum is because that non-Jew brought it for another non-Jew. But if he brought it specifically for a city of Jews, where those are the buyers, so then it would still be a problem if it's mechutz letchum. V'chein kemach shenitchan hayom be'ir sheruba einam yehudim, or kemach that was ground up today for a mostly non-Jews, so then mutar likach imenu, you're allowed to take it from him as well. The daite de eni yehudi tachnile, because it was ground down for a non-Jew. V'huadin likach imenu pa'afabo bayom, you're allowed to take from him bread that was baked today. So on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take bread that was baked even the same day. If it's Shabbos or Machmer, in Shin Chaf Hey, where we say if bread was baked on Shabbos for a non-Jew, a non-Jew baked bread for a non-Jew on Shabbos, assuming it's kosher, so there, so it's a machlokas if you're allowed to derive benefit. Possible issues are a muksa, nolet, or a gzela. That's back over there. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's a tzorach, a mitzvah, a tzorach gadol, or a tzorach gadol, then you're allowed to derive benefit from bread that was baked on Shabbos. But if it was, okay. But for Yom Tov, or the day after Shabbos, the halacha is clearly that it's mutter, and we're not gozer for that. Again, there's always an opinion that says it's good to be machmer, but that is... That's the halacha. All right, I guess we'll just stop.
So if you're subscribed.